Wow. So, ideas worth spreading, right? I'm going to share with you an idea that is definitely worth sharing and spreading. You know? And if you apply this just one idea that is so simple and powerful, no matter what your age or your background, your life can change dramatically. And this is something that has really, really helped and changed my life, this idea I'm going to share with you. My name is Claudio, as it says there, but I'm also, well, not Batman. And one of the things that I'm really, really passionate about is this madness that needs to stop. The whole society is bombarded, you know, with Batman. You have to be Wonder Woman. You have to be a huge talent. You know, it's Idol. It's X Factor, you know, every single day. So some people use it as an excuse not to do things because, well, you know, I'm not Batman or Wonder Woman. And some people think, yeah, I could do it, but, you know, it's going to be too hard. You know, so this madness needs to stop, and this is, you know, what drives me forward, you know. And we heard a lot of principles from the other speakers, and they go hand in hand, I would say, with some of the things that I'm going to go through. Does it work? Yeah. So this is the reason why a lot of people fail in what they do, because most people here in the room, you overestimate what you can achieve in 1 year, which means a shorter period of time, but you almost always underestimate what you can achieve within a period of 10 years. That's me a couple of years back. I think the year was 2009. I was working at a job that I didn't like anymore. I had heartache every time I came home. And I was depressed every Sunday. Monday was like the worst day in the world. But then I decided, because sometimes pain can drive you to a positive place, I decided to do something that 97% of the people in this room haven't done, which is write down my goals. Have them written down, have them detailed, you know, ask yourself what's most important to you and your life. That's the first step. Then I went even further and I said, hey, I need to have a strategy because it's not enough to write down your goals and to have a deadline. You need a strategy. And once you start thinking about a strategy, that's when magic happens, you know, because you activate both the analytical and the creative part of the brain. And lastly, and I've been working with people, thousands of people, you know, for the past years, this is something that almost no one has, which is a price tag. What price are you willing to pay to get where you want to get, you know, chase the dreams you were talking about today? What is the price? Define the price, so then when things are happening, then you can just look, hey, this is part of my price. But a lot of people want things and dream about things, but they're not ready to pay the price. So this is something really, really important. And in 2010, I was at an event in Las Vegas, you know, and I was sitting in the back, and it was thousands of people, and I saw this man for the first time. And his name is Darren Hardy, publisher of Success Magazine. So it's, you know, like Messi in football. He's like Messi within the personal development and leadership and success, you know. And when I watched him, I was like, wow. He was where I wanted to be. He had a cool personality. He has interviewed the most successful women and men in world history, all from Oprah to Steve Jobs to, you know, David Beckham, Bill Gates, and so on and so on, you know. So I decided to leave the comfort zone and go to talk to him. And obviously the voice started to talk to me, sit down, what are you going to say? It's too many people, he's going to run away, he's not going to remember you, just sit here and, you know, relax. You know which voice I'm talking about? Yeah. Okay. For you that don't know, it's that voice that tells you, what is he talking about right now? That's the voice, you know. So I decided to make a move and to go to him and to talk to him. Obviously, he didn't remember me or, you know, it was like thousands of people. But at that event, it all changed. It was the first time that I heard the principles of what I'm going to share with you. And I decided not only to apply that in my life, but to spread the message to everyone that would listen, of course. So the message was clear. What's easy to do, it's easy not to do. And it's what you do daily that will define your success, you know. It's not the big things, it's not the Batman or the Wonder Woman syndrome, it's the small, boring stuff that's easy to do, but just as easy not to do. Example, it's easy to come home and pick up the remote control, right? And put on Ugly Betty, peasants looking for a wife, I don't know, what else? Hollywood wives, you know, but it's just as easy not to do that and maybe read something, you know, or reflect over your day. So it's these things that will affect your personal development, relationships, finances, your life. And what's easy to do in the beginning, you know, all those small things are uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable. But if you just continue doing them so it becomes a habit, after a while, it can lead you to a very comfortable life. And the other people, which are, I would say, around 95%, they always do what's comfortable. Put on the TV, you know, yeah, whatever, do it later, you know, it's going to be... And it's comfortable in the beginning, but in the end, it will lead you to a very uncomfortable place. And we heard one of the speakers saying that before. So I decided to apply this, and this is just to show you what can happen within 6 years. I now run my own company, you know. Obviously, I started like an underpaid social worker, you know, no experience, no money. I didn't know what VAT, MOMS, was, you know. And I went 2 hours to Skatteverket to learn about that. And after 2 hours, I was like, what is MOMS still? But I applied the principles, you know. I have built a sales organization internationally, you know, with health and nutrition. I built one of the most successful projects in Sweden called Work in Europe, helping young people to move from Sweden, work abroad, and get some experience. That was really, really buzzing, cool things around this project. I have a mentorship and a collaboration with an angel investor in Malmö, of course, where we help entrepreneurs with finances, mentorship, network. I lost my mother in 2013 to some very, very unfortunate events. So I decided we are launching this in 2 weeks to create a project that will help, you know, patients to get more power over their own choices in the hospital, nutrition, and to help them through the maze of, you know, systems and doctors, and also to create an international network of doctors. And one of the other cool things is that right now, the man that I saw in 2010 that I was in awe with, he's not just my mentor, but one of my best friends. So this is what can happen when you start compounding. You know. And the compounding never stops. So I'm going to give you an example how it can look. And this can be either one of you sitting here. Three young friends. Friend number one starts compounding. Say, hey, I'm going to read 10 pages every day of something that moves me forward. I'm going to listen 30 minutes of some audio, not music, that also is moving forward in what I want to do. I'm going to burn some calories, drink more water, because we know it's healthy to drink more water. I'm going to walk. I'm going to choose gym instead of for happy hour at the Marina Plaza. I'm going to attend the client meeting versus, hey, you know, I'm going to sleep in today. And I'm going to make another couple of extra client calls at the end of the day. And if I have a partner, a weekly date is a priority. Do something special. Now, friend number two is in this room too, and is the one that says, I don't believe anything of that. I'm just going to continue like I always have, because it has worked. Yeah. And now friend number three is also in the audience. That's the one that is watching more and more of the Idiot Box, you know, the TV. Eats junk food at the office, skips a couple of workouts every week. You know, it's summer now, let's enjoy ourselves, the festivals are here, you know. Drinks more Diet Coke, because we know that Diet Coke is healthy than water. Moves a little bit less, cancels a couple of meetings every week, postpones important client calls, and when it's time to do something special with your partner, oh, I don't feel like it, you know. I'm a little bit bored, I'm depressed, I have a headache, you know, it's too hot, it's too cold, you know, and so on. So let's see what happens. Now, this is how much, it's a little bit blurry, this is how much they make. They're all within sales in these examples, right? So after 5 months, the friend number one doing all those small daily activities leads nowhere. Is it easy for friend number two and three to laugh at friend number one? Say, hey, well, what are you doing there, you know, 10 pages a day? Where are the results? But friend number one continues. After 10 months, no difference between the three friends. How easy is it now for two and three to laugh at number one? come with us to the party. 10 months. Are you insane? But friend number one continued. 20 months. No difference. Whoa. Is it easy for friend number one to continue now? No. But in this example, friend number one continues to compound. After approximately 27 months, boom, the compound effect strikes. And then the leverage, positive and negative, starts to happen. So let's see what did happen. Friend number one read 47 books on success and personal development. How cool is that? 10 pages a day. Listened to 465 hours on success, burned a lot of calories, drank a lot of water, walked, lost some kilos, 108 weekly dates with partner. Woohoo! We are thriving here. And those extra couple of calls, in this example, was 1,860 calls, 3% closing rate that led to a business that means over 3 million crowns, which means the boss is happy and you get a raise. Now, friend number two is the one that just does the same things as always. Treading water, loses more and more ground, bored, detached, apathetic, loses drive and passion. Because it's not human and it's not normal to always do the same things like you always been doing. Everybody here needs change, needs passion, needs a purpose, no matter what that is, you know. And if you don't have it, it can actually make you sick. Friend number three gained some kilos, watched the Idiot Box, missed some workouts, put on even more weight, heart attack waiting to happen. Skips a couple of client meetings, made a few fewer calls, economical emergency, and ignoring the partner leads to a breakup and a divorce. And this is when this person says, I can't believe why everything is happening to me. She left me, he left me. I have no job. They robbed me. It's not fair. Well, you have been compounding. It's just that you didn't think it mattered. But everyone is compounding all the time. So, I'm going to give you some practical advice here. There is something called the 20-80 rule, which means 20% of you here will actually deliver 80% of the results. 20% of the people in the audience will actually do something with the information here today from all the speakers, and so on and so on. So, you need to identify which activities will bring you closer to your dreams. Because we're all so busy, but nobody's achieving anything. We're just busy, busy, busy. So define, what is it? Is it training? Is it reading? Is it meditating? You know, is it networking with people? Define those activities and focus 80% of your time on those activities. And then you need a system to track yourself. Because if you do not track yourself, you'll get out of course. And this is the difference between the normal achievers and the uber achievers, tracking your progress every day. So let's say you want to train. Okay, five times a week, three times a week, you have a weekly goal. Every time you train, you put a cross in your system. You just need a paper and a pen, really. And at the end of the week, you can see, hey, have I reached my goal or am I on zero? And if I'm on zero, then I know why I'm not progressing in that area. And this is something you need to do week after week, month after month. And this is what's going to keep you on track. So this is just some examples. I have the numbers for myself. 2014, I made 190 new contacts. I read a lot of books, 18 books, 10 unfinished. Those were the science fictions. No. But this is how it was. You know. And 45 date nights, not enough. 2015, more business contacts. I read just one book for the first time in my life. And you see, we went up when it comes to date nights. You can't actually see it, but it's behind the logotype. I started to meditate, and just by doing 20 push-ups a day, which everyone here in the room can do every day, that led to 7,020 push-ups after 1 year. And that is what the compound effect is all about. Something that you can control is how you start your day. So how you start and how you end. The rest, you can't. It's just going to happen stuff, you know. So this is just to give you an example of what you can do in 30 minutes. I have this by my bedside, so I don't even have to move out of my bed because I know once I start to move, stuff happens. The phone rings. I hear a song. The bird is coming on the balcony. So I have it under my bed. So as soon as I open my eyes, I'm like, okay, I'm starting with gratitude. What am I thankful about? First one. Then I start to write in my phone, thoughts, diary, reflections. Number three, I start reading my goals, which I said are written to remind myself what's important to me, the strategy and the price I'm willing to pay. Then I read the 10 pages a day. I get up, I stretch, I do the 20 push-ups, no more, and I meditate. I visualize my day, breathe in, breathe out. I even talk to my mother, which I miss a lot, and she gives me advice. You know, everyone is weird in their own way, you know, but it works for me. And that's 30 minutes, and that start makes a huge difference if you do it every day. So this is me and Darren Hardy, who was, you know, like I was in awe. Today we're really, really good friends. And there are a lot of formulas for success, methods and stuff like that. This is, you know, what I think worked for me. So I don't know if it's going to work for you, but it definitely worked for me and some more people, you know. You need to find your passion. If you do something, you need to feel it in the belly, you know, that, this is something that tickles me. Then you need to focus on your strengths, your talents, which are your strengths. If you're really good at something that comes easy, become better, become world class, you know. Stop trying to be good at all things at once. Then you need to associate yourself with the right people. This is huge. This is really, really important, you know. Find a network that supports you. Find a network that drives you forward. Find a group of friends where you are not the smartest in the group. And if you are, leave that group. Then you have big problems, you know. Obviously, you need to take action and apply the compound effect, daily activities, you know, which will lead you to something really great if you stay consistent and you do it for a longer period of time. And that period of time is different for everyone. So key points. Have well-defined goals with a strategy, not just the goals written down and with a deadline, which I don't like, so I call it a delivery date, but have a strategy behind it. Activate yourself. What do you need to do? Who you need to talk to, you know, and so on. And then the price tag. Write it down. People are going to laugh at me. Oh, it's all here. You know, I'm going to be really tired. People are going to think I'm not spontaneous enough. It's all here. This is the price I'm willing to pay to get to my dreams, because so few people do, actually. And number two, identify the daily activities that will take you towards your dreams. Really, really important. And then have a system to track yourself. You need to track yourself so you can become better, so you can see black and white, you know, what's happening. And obviously, like I said, you know, have a support system to support you. So you don't have to be Batman nor Wonder Woman. And I promise you that if you apply this simple concept of small daily activity that are easy to do, but just as easy not to do, you can even hire Batman so he works for you, you know. And you maybe don't believe everything that I'm saying here today, you know, but one thing is for sure, that I believe in you, you know. So thank you so much. Thanks.